Welcome to McCook, Nebraska. Is this the first time? Oops, first time you've been out to McCook, Nebraska?
No, second time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think of our little city out with southwest Nebraska?
I think it's a very well-knit, well-connected, coordinated community with a lot to be proud of.
Sir, you have had one heck of a career. Holy smokes, you've done a lot in your career. You got to be just proud of what you've done over the years.
Well, you know, I've been very privileged and blessed to have a lot of opportunities, and I think, you know, I've been fortunate to be able to take advantage of those opportunities, and this is truly an incredible honor right now to be doing what I'm doing, serving the state of Nebraska in my role.
Can you tell me a little bit? You had a chance to talk to the Rotarians here at McCook Community College, a little bit about what you talked about.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, of course, as the only and the only state-supported health science center in Nebraska, we're laser-focused in trying to increase and improve the healthcare workforce shortage. And so what we're doing is we realize that the whole state, Nebraska, is our campus, and we need to sort of be, especially in rural Nebraska, where the shortages are much more urgent than they are in urban. We have shortages in Omaha and Lincoln as well, but it's a lot more urgent, you know, in terms of the number of healthcare providers that are needed. And so what we've always taken, an approach we've always taken, is to go to those communities and listen and partner with them and identify those needs so we can be more responsive in a meaningful way. This is what we've done for years, and so we're here for a couple of reasons. One is to listen, to identify those areas where we can maybe think about the next program to start or to increase our output in. But also, as you may know, we're building the largest health science complex, academic health science complex in rural America, here in Nebraska, in Kearney. That's a $94 million project that's supported by the state, some ARPA dollars, and philanthropic dollars. This will be the largest in the country supply of healthcare workforce for any rural community. So right now we have just over 300 students that are being trained in Kearney for, they're mostly nurses and what we call allied health professions. That will be occupational therapy, physician assistant, radiography, etc. When we finish, and so the building will be open next year, and once we've fully enrolled all the students, that will be about 2029 when we're at full enrollment, we will have 625 students. And for the first time, we're going to have doctors. For the first time, we're going to have pharmacists training in rural Nebraska. Now, even though they're going to be in Kearney, those healthcare professionals only spend some time in the classroom. So for doctors, it's less than 2 years they actually spend in the classroom. The remainder of their training is done rotating in clinical settings. So it could be a hospital or a clinic. And for those students who are going to be in Kearney, they're not going to have enough sites to train them in Kearney. So we have to find sites for them in McCook, in North Platte, in Scottsbluff, and across the state of Nebraska. So part of the conversation we're having here is to make sure that we have the preceptors, those are the people who are going to help to train them in these communities, that these communities are ready to partner with us, because it's not just about what we do, it's also about the community's readiness, right? So housing becomes a real issue. And one of the things that McCook is doing really well is that they're actually ahead of the curve because they're already dealing with the housing issue. You know, we have to have, you know, not just housing, we also have to have a community that recognizes that these are their future nurses, these are their future doctors. So they roll out, I don't want to say roll out the red carpet, but at least make those students feel like, wow, this is a place I'd want to live, mm-hmm. right? And so these are the conversations we're having. We're also not just meeting with the healthcare people, we're meeting with the community colleges, because we realize that this is a partnership with the community colleges. We're meeting with the schools, the high schools. You might say, why do you care about the high schools? Well, the pipeline has to start from middle school. If a middle school student has never heard of, you know, occupational therapy or maybe even radiography, everybody knows what a doctor does, at least a nurse. But we have a myriad of healthcare professionals that we need in the state of Nebraska. And we really have evidence that shows that the earlier they're exposed to these healthcare professionals, and the earlier we give the counselors information, and the earlier we are involved in guiding them through and making that guidance and their transition from one level to the next as easy as possible, the more likely they're going to end up in the communities that want them. So this has really been an incredible opportunity for us, and we're very grateful to Brian Esch, who's on our board of counselors, and Jennifer as well, who's also on our board of counselors, and just the opportunity to be here, and of course having Regent Wilmot, one of the board members of University of Nebraska System, she spent all day yesterday and all of today here with us. That's an incredible dedication. So we're very grateful for her and for the whole community for just the reception that we've received.
I'm sure it does your heart good to see young people continuing to want to be doctors and nurses. I mean, more the better, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we know, for example, medical school, we could fill a medical school class with students from California alone, from the whole state, from the whole country. It's very competitive. But we do understand that our mandate is for the state of Nebraska. So 85% of all the students we take are from Nebraska. And so, you know, you might say, why not 100%? Well, you know, we have to also make sure that the quality has to remain. We have to make sure we have the right students, et cetera. And there's some value. You know, we have students who come from out of state who stay here. So we don't want to just close the door for that. But, you know, so we do take that opportunity very seriously. So we have a lot of interest in health professions. What we've tried to do, what my goal is, to make sure that we remove every barrier for any Nebraskan who wants to become a healthcare professional from becoming one. That's why these conversations are so important, because if we don't know what the barriers are, we can't remove them.
I take it you're trying to hit a lot of other communities around the state, the McCooks, the North Platts, the Scotts Bluffs, cities, towns like that, and saying, we need you in this to make this better.
Absolutely. So this is not just, we've done several of these stops already. Mm-hmm. We're going to do several more, and we're not just doing it once. We're continuously going through these communities. Absolutely. So all those communities you mentioned, we have been to, and we're going to continue to go to others. Absolutely.
I got to ask you, when Dr. Gold took the new position at UNL, were you surprised or not?
I think that I was grateful because I know the kind of leader that he is. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, was grateful that, you know, he was somebody who I have obviously a lot of respect for. I've worked with him for 10 years, and I believe that he was the right person at the right time.
What does that mean for you now? I mean, as interim chancellor, has the decision been made yet as far as a permanent chancellor yet?
No, the decision has not been made. Okay. And, you know, President Goh gets to make that decision. There is a look, and so, you know, the regents are having a conversation with the president about what the whole structure of the university needs to look like. And what President Goh has made very clear is that he wants to see how that plays out before making any final decision about this role. So it doesn't have to change anything. So, yeah, so absolutely, the decision is still being looked at, and it's not made yet.
Well, it's been an active summer for you, and I take it here as we wind down 2025 and into 2026, got a lot of work ahead, don't you?
We have a lot of work ahead. We have a great team. We have a great mission. We have a great organization. We have great leadership. And so I'm very optimistic and confident in the system that we're working in with UNMC. I think the future of healthcare in this state is as good as it's ever been, and it's only going to get better.